Some States Preventing Schools from Leading Anti-ICE Walkout Protests. By Warner Todd Houston on February 17, 2026. States are preventing teachers and school administrators from encouraging anti-ICE walkouts amid rising violence by emotional and uninformed children. Texas and Florida officials, in particular, are stepping up to put a halt to these dangerous school walkouts. Just over a week ago, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott warned Texas school kids that there will be consequences if they skip school to attend anti-ICE riots. Greg Abbott, if kids are skipping class, going out protesting, those schools are not going to be paid for that day. pic.twitter.com/mwabe. Thomas Sowell quotes, at Thomas Sowell, February 7, 2026. Now, to follow up on that, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has announced that three independent school districts are being investigated for facilitating student protests against lawful immigration enforcement. I will not allow Texas schools to become breeding grounds for the radical left's open borders agenda, Paxton, who is running for the U.S. Senate from Texas, wrote in a post on X on Monday. New, I'm investigating three independent school districts for facilitating student protests against lawful immigration enforcement. I will not allow Texas schools to become breeding grounds for the radical left's open borders agenda. pic.twitter.com/ofdx7gbcj. Attorney General Ken Paxton, at Ken Paxtonch, February 16, 2026. A growing number of national teachers' unions have jumped headlong into using children to push their open borders agenda, including the National Education Association, which is even fundraising on pushing its propaganda on kids. New, these kids walking out of class to protest ICE isn't grassroots. It is being organized by groups like the National Education Association, one of the largest teachers' unions in the U.S. This email was just forwarded to me. Pull your kids out of the public schools. pic.twitter.com/mnl6ghb7a. Ari Hoffman, at the Hall Feather, February 6, 2026. Florida is another state where officials are pushing back on the radical teachers and their efforts to involve kids in anti-ICE rioting. After a Florida teachers' union made the claim that participation in anti-ICE protests is required, Florida officials are striking back. Breaking, the Florida teachers' union says children protesting immigration enforcement is required. They're using your kids to advance their political agenda. These socialist unions must be destroyed. pic.twitter.com/zeroislooksvia2. Corey A. DeAngelis, school choice evangelist. At DeAngelis Corey, February 15, 2026. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis took aim at the radical teachers and wrote on X that our kids are not pawns for political activism. Education, not indoctrination. Our kids are not pawns for political activism. Education, not indoctrination. Ron DeSantis, at Ron DeSantis, February 5, 2026. Since the governor made his comments, Florida's education chief, Stasi Komautsis, derided the Florida Education Association for attempting to force kids to take to the streets. In the background of this statement were union members here in Florida nodding along with the messaging. Totally inappropriate, totally unacceptable. Yet there was no condemnation from the union, Komautsis, a Republican, said. Unacceptable. Education chief at Stasi Komautsis is calling out the FEA after a speaker at a union press conference reportedly described school walkouts as required. In the background of this statement were union members here in Florida nodding along with the messaging, totally. pic.twitter.com/lso8sluzxx. Florida's Voice, at FlaVoice News, February 17, 2026. Some actions have been taken, as well. Last week, several students in Lee County, Florida, were suspended for walking out of class to join an anti-ICE protest. Breaking, dozens of anti-ICE students in Deep Red Lee County, Florida were just suspended after they participated in teachers' union-organized walkouts. No more ICE. That's how you do it. Swift repercussions. Don't tolerate this for 1 second, or defund the school. pic.twitter.com/tmfjgcd. Eric Dougherty, at Eric Ladaw, February 14, 2026. More actions will likely occur if schools continue planning and leading anti-ICE protests. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.